وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. وقال الله عز وجل في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. All praise and all glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We completely submit and surrender to our Lord, the one and only, the everlasting, the ever-living, the eternal, the absolute. And we send salutations and peace and blessings upon our noble, most beloved, prestigious, honorable, and blessed messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his righteous and purified and noble family members, and upon the illustrious and beautiful companions and all of those who follow sincerely in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. My respected elders, dear brothers and sisters and youngsters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal shower upon you all on this blessed, noble and sacred day of Jumu'ah, in this blessed and noble month of Rabi'ul Awwal, Rabi'ul Nur. And may our attendance today become a means for our guidance, for our illumination, for our transformation, and also for our success and pardon in this dunya and also in the hereafter. And may Allah Azza wa Jal unite us all as He has united us here together on the day of Qiyamah in Jannatul Firdaus Al-A'la, with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, with the Mursaleen, with the Siddiqeen, with the Salihin, with the Shuhada. Ameen, Allahumma, Ameen. Ahmad Shawki, a great poet, an Arab poet, he mentions, وُلِدَ الْهُدَى فَالْكَائِنَاتُ ضِيَاءُ, that the birth of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is the birth of guidance, the birth of light, the birth of nur. It is also for us, as we understand, the birth of Islam, the way, the religion that we have. It is the birth of everything that we have. It all came about upon the birth of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَالْكَائِنَاتُ ضِيَاءُ, and therefore the entire cosmos, all of the universes known and unknown, were all illuminated by the blessed nur and arrival of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshaAllah al-Aziz, today we will talk about the blessed arrival, the birth, the message, and the legacy of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and the necessity and the incumbency of all of us to love the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, to follow wholeheartedly and sincerely in the footsteps of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For our iman is incomplete without loving the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam more than ourselves, and more than our family members and everything else that is dear and near to us. And if we make a claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must qualify that claim by loving and following the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, as Allah azza wa jal himself states in the Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. That if you do claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you must love the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. You must follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without any hesitation. So before we go into the khutbah for today, we must reflect upon our own personal lives and the lives of our family and our community and ask ourselves truly, how much do we know and recognize and love the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? But more importantly, how much do we actually follow the message, the life and the legacy of the blessed creation, the most best creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And for that, let's just reflect upon our personal lives. How much do we all love, and how much do we honor, and how much do we cherish and admire and look up towards our parents? For if it is not for your mother and for your father, you would not exist here today, physically, biologically. If it was not for the sacrifices of your mother during the pregnancy and during the gestation period and during the birth itself, and the sacrifices of your mother and your father day and night, washing your bum and cleaning you and changing your nappies, changing your clothes and feeding you when you were incapable of even picking up your own hand to feed yourself. Imagine and remind yourself of all of those things, your incapacity, your incapability, your vulnerability, and how they taught you to stand and to walk and to talk, and they took you to your school and brought you home and to the madaris, and everything that you have, without a doubt, is because of the ihsan of your mother and your father. And this is why the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once mentioned to the Sahaba ikram, "Anta wa ma luk li abik," that you and the entirety of who you are and the entirety of everything that you own belongs to your mother and to your father. We don't become who we are because we've dropped out from the sky and we're like this. We've been made into this because of the sacrifices, because of the love of our parents. So how much do we love them, and how much would you be willing to do for your parents in this day and age? If any suffering, any anxiety, any stress comes about them, we are the first ones, those with true love and appreciation, will be the first ones there. We'll not be from those people who say, go to the care homes, I don't have time for you, I'm busy with X, Y, and Z. Because وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, as commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we remained absolutely dutiful and devout towards our parents in every single capacity. We know whatever we have is because of our parents. So this is how much love that we have for our parents. We're willing to do everything. Even sometimes we're willing to forsake our children, our own spouses. We're willing to forsake our night and our sleep and everything that we have to give our wealth to please our parents. Once a Sahabi, he took his parents, his mother, upon his shoulders, and he performed in the entirety of Hajj with his mother on his shoulder. And he asked the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, "Ya Rasulullah, O beloved Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal, have I fulfilled the rights of my mother?" And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam beautifully replied, "Not even for one night that your mother sacrificed for you. This is not even one night's worth." Then ask yourself, how much do you respect? How much do you follow? How much do you listen and sacrifice for those people outside your immediate family, perhaps your colleagues, your friends, your neighbors, your extended rishtadar, or some other person who doesn't know you but they have done ihsan upon you, people who have protected you from yourself, from drugs, from alcohol, from violence, from abuse, or from many, many other things in your life. Those people who have done true ihsan upon you and protected you and honored you and saved you and guided you and enabled you to succeed, how much do we owe to them? How much do you owe your parents? How much do you owe your own siblings and your spouse? Because you are who you are also equally because of your spouse. And then how much do we owe to those people who have truly changed our lives, redirected them and channeled them in the correct way and utilized our energy and our potential to transform us into who we are, whether that is your teacher, your secular, but more importantly, your religious teachers, the ulama, the shuyukh, the awliya, these true people who have transformed your life, how much are you indebted to them? You go to Pakistan and you see somebody who's done a favor for you, jiji, jiji, sir thale, muddi thale, you know, and you put your hands down, jiji, dasoji, saran kupa, and we're willing to do everything for them. Why? Because they did a small ihsan upon you. It probably does have a monetary value, or you can probably repay that favor in some way or form. And we bend over backwards, we're willing to even do things which may be illegal just to appease those individuals or to repay perhaps the ihsan of those individuals upon you. Now ask yourselves, how much do we owe the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam? This kalma that we have above us, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, is because of whom? Because of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. You have your salah and you know how to perform your salah and you know how to perform your wudu and your ghusl because of whom? You know how to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Who taught you how to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness? Who taught you how to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How to get Allah to forgive you and pardon you and to overlook all of your shortcomings? How to get the lutf and the karam and the hilam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who taught you the Qur'an, which is revealed upon His tender and beautiful heart? Who gave you and transmitted and recorded that beautiful, majestic Qur'an? Who taught you about how to purify yourself and your zakah and your sadaqah and to get the dua of other people? Who taught you how to fast and how to completely purify your inner and outer? Who taught you how to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who taught you and who gave you the night of Qadr? It was because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to please the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, because the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to Allah azza wa jalla and said, Oh my Rabb, oh my Lord, other nations before my nation have had long lives, and they've been able to multiply their actions and their rewards and their deeds. Ya Allah, my nation will not barely exceed 70 years of age. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, gave us the night of Qadr. Did you think you earned this night? Do you think you've earned any of these things in your life? Just the way you've not earned anything, except that it is a mercy, a rahmah, a fadl, a karam, an ihsan from your parents. Similarly, we have not earned, we are not worthy of all of this. We've only received this honor and this maqam because of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hajj that we have, everything that we have, is because of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. So how much do we owe our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam? We praise and glorify and look at other people with so much love and admiration when they do something for us. How dare we not be humble and praise the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, for indeed he is the greatest ni'mah and blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ever bestowed upon you in your individual or us in our collective effort. It is none other than the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. So our love, our admiration, our respect and our honor must far exceed any other human being in creation, because if anyone is worthy of this elevated maqam, the maqam mahmud that was taught to us by the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it is none other than the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For Allah himself mentions, wa rafa'na laka dhikrak, we indeed elevated beyond any comparison your maqam, your station, your reverence, your honor. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever we do is nothing in comparison to the maqam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also already bestowed upon the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very beautifully, very concisely reminds us in the beautiful and glorious Quran, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. That without a doubt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, don't think about people who may have helped you, who may have assisted you, who may have done an ihsan upon you and you owe them. No, there is absolutely no iota of a doubt that certainly the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to you from amongst yourselves. From amongst yourselves. Imagine if Allah Azza wa Jal sent an alien, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an angel, or if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a German, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a person from a different language, a different tribe. No, He is from amongst us. He is part of us, and we are part of Him. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, the praises of the Quran reminds us, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, that know amongst you and within you who resides the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So certainly the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam has been sent from amongst yourselves. And then is that it? That's it? That he's just part of us? How do we treat our own family? When you go abroad and you see somebody, how do you treat them? How do you honor them? When you go back home to Pakistan, how are you honored? Because you're from the same family. You're from the same baradri. Look at how people treat the royals in comparison to us laymen. There's a difference. Because of that nisbah, because of that connection. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala isn't just saying that He is from amongst you, He is part of you, but also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us how much integral He is in terms of our lives. عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَوْفٌ رَحِيمٌ. He is far more concerned for you and your welfare than your father, than your mother, than your sibling, than your spouse. All of humanity on one side, and its concern and its anxiety and everything that it can have for you, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam on the other side. This is how concerned he is for you, for your welfare, for your success. This is how anxious he is for your well-being, and this is how gracious he is and merciful he is to the believers. Who is saying this? Who is making this categorical, irrefutable claim? It is none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This statement is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this messenger, your messenger, our messenger, عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَوْفٌ رَحِيمٌ. So our relationship with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not just because of he's done something for us and we've doing something for him in return, or like our parents or anything else. It's far more deeper. It's far more integral and part and parcel of our identity and who we are. Our relationship is based upon faith. That faith that connects us to Him, that same faith which connects Him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. You can say La ilaha all your life, but you'll not be a complete Muslim until you say Muhammadur Rasulullah. Our relationship far exceeds the relationship of the dunya, far exceeds the relationship of blood, far exceeds the relationship of anything else. It is one of spirit. It is one of ruh, it is one of faith, it is one of unity which connects us and makes us part of his ummah. It is a relationship of love, deep, sincere, altruistic, compassionate love that we have for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love that we have in the dunya, it changes, it fluctuates. You may love your wife when she does something wrong, you're like, dafaho. You may love your children, and when they do something wrong, you shout and scream at them. But the love of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, even though when we do wrong, he still loves us, and then in turn he does dua for us. He asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. This is his love. Our relationship is that of truth, of veracity, of integrity. Our relationship is that of mercy with the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Our relationship is that of humanity, being equal, of beauty, of having that honor, that respect, and having that complete emulation and following sincerely the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So without a doubt, the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, he is the source of our success. He is the source of our honor. He is the source of our savior. Everything that we receive is via the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed it upon him. And he is the one who shared it all to the rest of humanity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, Ya ayyuhan nabi, inna أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. That, O my most beloved, most prestigious, most honorable prophet, you are my prophet. And in other verses of the Quran, throughout the entirety of the Quran, you'll find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing all of his other prophets directly by name. Whether it's Nuh alayhi salam, whether it's Musa alayhi salam, whether it's Isa alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, they are all addressed directly by name. But when it comes to his most beloved Habib, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him this most beautiful of titles. When you fall in love with somebody, you don't call them by their name, or fulaniya, or this or that. You say to them, oh my beloved, oh mere akhanda noor, oh mere dil de chain. You say all of these beautiful titles and epithets and so many other things of endearment, of love and affection. Do you not see this love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for his beloved messenger alayhi salatu wasalam? He doesn't showcase this for any of the other prophets, but deliberately for the messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. So we should also learn from this and learn how close he is and how beloved he is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore how close and beloved he should be to us, more than our own parents and more than our own selves. Ya ayyuhan nabi, the nabi, the only nabi, the true nabi, the final nabi, the seal of nabis, the leader of all nabis. Ya ayyuhan nabi, inna arsalnaka shahida, we selected you and perfected you and chose you, and we have sent you. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Don't think that he's just any ordinary man that people assume. We, who? Can anybody be equal? When Allah is saying that I have made you and I have chosen you and I have selected you and I have given you this mission, we've sent you with this message to do what? To be a shaheed, to be a shahid, to be a witness unto all of humanity, all of those that are around you. And also on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to testify either for us or against us on the day of Qiyamah. So how do you think he will feel? Do you think he will testify for you, or do you think he will testify against you based on your a'mal, your af'al, or as they say in our language, your kartut, your actions that you do? How proud do you think he will be of us and how we carry ourselves and how we follow him or how we ignore him? Mubashshira, we've sent you as the one who gives glad tidings, gives people glad tidings of Jannah, good khush khabri, wa nazira, and also warns people of the inevitability of life, of the finite nature of life, of the reality and the return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa da'iyan ila Allah bi iznihi wa sirajan munira, and the one who calls out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brings people all together and brings them back onto the path of Allah azza wa jal. Wa sirajan munira, and a beautiful, most luminous, illuminating lamp that spreads his guidance far and wide. Can you say that anybody would ever describe you like this? Can you ever think that no matter how much ibadah that you do, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ever describe you like this? As an-nabi wa al-rasul wa shahid wa mubashir wa nazira wa da'iyan ila Allah bi iznihi wa sirajan munira. Why? He was chosen, he was created, he was perfected, he was sent, he was inspired, he was praised, he was honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of humanity until the end of time. And therefore we must also make sure that we continue to honor, to revere, to praise, and to follow this great messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for he is unlike any one of us. He is unlike even all of the prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many ahadith, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he would do things and the Sahaba ikram would try to copy him, and he would say, lastu ka hayatikum, lastu ka ahadikum, ayyukum misli, that I'm not unlike any of you, you are not like me whatsoever. Which one of you is like me? You think like I'm like you? I'm nothing like you, even though I maybe physically appear to be like you. You know not of my reality. He was the one who would stand on his minbar and pierce through the heavens and looking to the heavens. He was the one who would talk to Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. How can we say we are anything like the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. He is the Sayyid, he is the master, he is the leader of all Bani Adam. In a Sahih hadith, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, أنا سيد ولد آدم يوم القيامة وأنا أول من ينشق عنه القبر وأول شافع وأول مشفع. I am the leader and the master of all of Bani Adam. I am the first one who will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah from his qabr. I am the first one who will be able to intercede, and I am the one who will be given that intercession by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many of us will be able to even stand before Allah Azza wa Jalla, will be standing there in shame, will be drowning before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within our own sins and defects and miseries. But he is there unlike any of creation. He is the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the final prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla, who came to complete the mission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Islam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the deen of Allah azza wa jal. His nubuwa was decreed way before even the creation of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, wa Adam bayna al-ma'i wa al-teen. As the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam himself mentioned, that I was ordained as a prophet even before Adam alayhi salam was even created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only prophet sent, not just for his nation, for his tribe, or for Saudi Arabia or Pakistan, but for all of humanity, including insan and jinn, also including animals, for all of creation. He was the source of mercy. He is the one who's given the greatest ummah of all of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For he will be the one with the greatest suffs on the day of Qiyamah. He is the one who's been given the most powerful, the most everlasting miracle, which is the Quran, coupled by his beautiful Sunnah, the most perfect and flawless character from all of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal has no need to take an oath, to take a qasam by anything in the Quran. He is above and beyond all of these things. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and again in the Quran reminds us, la'amruka, by your age, by your life, ya Rasulullah, O Messenger, that you know, innahum lafi sakratihim ya'mahun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in other places of the Quran, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath by his beloved Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, that you are unlike any of the other creation. He is the only one bestowed with Isra and Mi'raj, the only one to go beyond all frontiers, be all limitations, and go and see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the leader of all of humanity, the only one to be given kawthar on the day of Qiyamah, the first one to cross the sirat, and the first one to knock on the doors of Jannah, and the first one to be entered into the gardens of paradise, the first one to intercede, and the only one to be given the maqam mahmood and fadila by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how dare we not remember, recall, rejoice, and celebrate the beautiful life, the seerah, and the birth of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. But certainly, again, without a doubt, whenever it comes to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, certainty must be there in your mind and also in your heart, that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has conferred upon us the greatest favor upon all of the mu'mineen. What is that favor? When he sent the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam to them, from amongst them, and he came there as a teacher, as a muallim. He came there as a guide to teach us, to purify us, to recite the Quran, and to bring us towards the Quran, and teach us the hikmah and how to live our lives. Did the Bedouins know how to live their lives? Do you know how to wake up and what you need to do and how you need to wash yourself and how you need to appear and how you need to interact with your family and friends and how you should address and embrace people and how you should interact with other people, Muslims or non-Muslims? all of this akhlaq and this way of life has been given to us by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because before this, وَإِن كَانُوا مِن قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ, we're in manifest clear error. Take away the deen, take away the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, who are we? We'll be like the remaining 6 billion people in the world, hedonistic people, taking our desires to be our own gods, fulfilling our wishes and our whims wherever we go, sleeping around and fornicating and adultery and gambling and doing whatever we want. We have no parameters, no way of life. What brings us, what guides us, what instructs us, what keeps us on the path is none other than the beautiful life of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is that nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is that illuminating light, sirajan munira, that is taking us from the darkness and the depths of our own hearts and our own souls, and also from the darkness and the depths and the abyss of this dunya, and taking us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, وَذَكِّرُهُمْ بِأَيْهِ and remind them of the days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we remember Eidul Adha. Yes, we remember Eidul Fitr. Yes, we remember Muharram. Yes, we remember all of the other events. These are the days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without a doubt. But the greatest day that was blessed upon all of humanity is none other than the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is that day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to remember, because this is the source, this is the beginning, this is the seed of everything that we have here today. This beautiful tree, the beautiful thamarat, the beautiful fruits of Islam, the soul of Islam comes from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The knowledge, the hidayah, the nabuwah, the risalah, the da'wah, the sabr, the patience, the hijrah, Medina, everything that we have cannot come before the birth of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So of course, we will come together collectively. We will also sit alone individually, and we will go through the seerah. We will send salat upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we will remember those precious and those beautiful milestones and moments that have come because of the arrival of the Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam. And this is why we remind ourselves in this particular month and also throughout the year, قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون. That proclaim, make the statement without any hesitation, that all of this is from the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of this fadl, because of this karam, because of this honor, because of this favor, we are rejoicing and we are thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are gathering together, whether within your home, whether with your friends, whether with your family, whether in the masjid, we come together and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great blessing of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We praise him and we continue to praise him throughout our lives, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed us. And we will raise his maqam just the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. And we remind ourselves, he is unlike all of creation. مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. That Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam is unlike any one of you, any one of us, anything in all of creation. He is the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the Khatamun Nabiyyin of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, we must follow, emulate, and the life of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in order for us to succeed. Unfortunately, we don't have time to complete the slides, but we shall continue inshallah next week. Bi-iznillah wa quli qawli haza wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum jazakumullahu khayra.